This is Bewcastle point to point. Tap house, bath house, Romano-Celtic goddess, Coventina, you were here first. Your feet planted firmly at this trough, on this earth. Dripping tap, world of water, let me enter. The tree of life and land leaves the staring alpaca behind. Long road leads north, out of England, west the way of the sun. Old barn, god of many winters, corrugated, louvered, receptacle for all that is rubbish and holy. A red tractor approaches. Now I must move. If I turn 180 degrees, if I turn even 90, if I let, the wind bows before me, a sheep has croup. Clouds hang from telegraph wires, so much washing. Beyond the horizon, Rome. Beyond the horizon, clouds. Beyond the horizon, home. Who pegged these clouds to the sky? A stand of fir trees puncture the blue. Pale stars tear the fabric of clouds. My legs warm in the sun. Hens chuckling, meadow and dung, rough lichen stone, and fells fold one into the other. Alpacas, like Romans, and apples, and me, strangers here, belong nowhere. Pretty alpaca face, what are you watching? Here's a wall around the castle, a moat dry and empty, filled with munching and daisies. We swing by in a 12-pointed circle, spinning here on earth in this place of pilgrims. Soon I'll be at the Bull Gate. A midge lands on the page, pepper speck on paper. One sits by the gate. One stares at the castle. One says, okay, next please, move on. And we shuffle our way, human water meandering around the moat. Inside out and ducks, outside in and sheep. Scotland invades in a thistle, it accompanies me on my walk. Bewcastle stones eat sky, rotten stone molars bite history and air. The alpaca stares, sky circles. News of war electrifies. Legions, reavers, wounded knee, Gandhi, ash clouds, Euro crash, news buzzes over us. A blind lamb hunkers down under the sun. Wind blows cold. This ruin leans southwest. Home is behind me, in front, clover. Keep off, a sign at the top of the slope tells us. Follow lower route beside moat. Cattle, small, black, medium red, large white, hefted here on no man's land. On the fell to the south, one house stops its mouth. Others stare wide-eyed. Corvus raven, crow moribund, two black feathers. Dribble falls from the bonny calf's nose. Ruler straight back, young bullock. Everything here watches. All eyes on Rome. All eyes on reavers. All eyes on us now. A yellow tractor tumbles down the fell side, and still I'm observed. Day's eye, hidden flange of moon. Alpaca shakes itself free of midges, of air, of sun and wind and strangers. Irritation in its calendar of Peruvian genes. Thistle, feet trample fat hen. More thistles, inside the circle, sunlight. A crack in the wall, shit-streaked, wall of stone, wall of lichen, wall of blood, wall of boiling oil. This is a country of gates and walls, these debatable lands, debatable ground, three plans lying between kingdoms, to which do you belong? News speaks to me from ochre lichen, in a small byre wall and half door, half open. The weather vane on St. Cuthbert's is handsome, but not the church. Land of church and gates, land of fells and walls, land of bounded horizons, tell me, what's over there that I just can't see? The crack, the falling, the tumble, the warring, the cross, what holds? I stumble. Blind church, I don't like you. Hunchbacked, mouthed, mealed, mock humble, walled in yews, firs, sycamores. Escape, God knows you want to. Swallows click clack, chitter, whir their gossip or the telegraph wires. The wind prophesies, strands of hair plait my mouth. A gap in the wall, like me, will open. You're not wholly black, you straight-backed cattle. The sun through your ears turns them to autumn. And where are your morning calves? I see, one's a shadow. Tipping fell, pilgrim sky, sunlight unpicks mortar from the clouds. At the gate, dripping, an old iron tap offers water. Time ripples. I dip in my hands, smell earth, cupped palms to face, nose, mouth, blue sky bleeds into yellow sun. Crazed, cracked cockerel calls me, oh, the miracle of bellowing. My breathing, his walking, her questions, swallows answer. Red tractor, colour of solid motion. Under clovered earth, a small purple flame, I enter its iris, searching. Thank you. That's an extract. So if you want to read more... Let's welcome Sherry Brooks.